tie it up into a
bundle.
All right. And maybe you take several of those bundles and put them together. Have you ever heard of a shock of wheat, or talk about people shocking wheat?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Or say, a farmer might say, talking about his yield of wheat, he would say something like, we raise 40 of wheat to an acre.
I don't know.
Or maybe corn, we raise 40.
Rows of corn, is that what you
mean? Okay, or something that begins with the letter B. B-U-S.
Bushel.
Okay, we raise 40.
Bushels.
Okay. Talking about oats, when you separate the grain from the chaff, you say you did what to the oats to do that?
I don't know.
Okay, something that begins with a T-H, we... T-H-R. We...
Thrash it.
Sure, okay, and the past of that, you say yesterday we...
Thrash, I don't know.
Okay, fine. All right. So getting something a little bit different. Using some pronouns here. If you just use pronouns and not your own name. Say if we had to do something, together, you'd tell me that Ann had to do this.
You and I.
Okay. In other words, the job wasn't just for one of us, it was for...
Both.
It was for...
Both of us.
Okay, fine. What about if you and another boy were coming over to see me? Again, without using your name, you'd say that and we're coming over.
He and I.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you wanted to identify yourself without using your name, if you knocked on the door and you knew that I'd know the sound of your voice.
Okay, it's me.
Sure. Here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or if you were going to identify a boy without using his name, if he knocked on the door, you might tell me, oh, open the door, it's just
him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if it's a girl, you say it's
her.
Right. If it's several people, it's
them.
Okay. What about if you're comparing how tall you are? You might say, well, he's not as tall as okay. Yeah. If it's the other way around, you might say, I'm not as tall as
he.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or comparing how well you can do things, you might say, he can do that better than okay. What about possessive? Say if something belongs to me, you would say that's
mine.
Okay. If it belongs to you, you'd say it's
yours.
All right. If it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
If it belongs to him, it's
his.
And to her, it's
hers.
And to them, it's
theirs.
Okay. Say if there are several people, you're talking to several people at the same time, they come over to see you, and they're about to leave, what might you tell them if you want them to come back again sometime?
Come back and see
them.
Or come again, something like that.
Okay, any other way you might refer to them as a group?
Y'all come
sure.
back.
Right, okay. What about the possessive of that? If you were asking them if they owned something together, like a car maybe, you might look out the window and say, is that?
Y'all.
Sure, okay. Ever heard that said any other way besides that's y'all's car or
yours.
Okay, all right. You ever heard y'all's is?
Mm-hmm. Some people say yeah.
Mm-hmm. You might say?
Y'all's is.
Okay, all right. What about this expression? Say if I had been to a party and you didn't get to go and I was telling you about it later on and you wanted to know everybody who had been to the party, what might you ask me?
Who was there?
Okay. What about this situation? Say if I went to hear some fella talk and you didn't get to go, and I was telling you about it, and you wanted to know what he had to say.